Morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are ready to start the business of the day. And we are going back to Agenda 16. And we proceed with elections. I wish to invite the Secretary to tell us the whole organization of the elections. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday, when we were discussing agenda item 16 of the agenda of the session, we noted two countries nominated themselves to serve as the country responsible for the appointment of the chairperson of the Committee on Contaminants in Food. Therefore, in accordance with the FAO rules, we will now proceed with a secret ballot in compliance with General Rules Article 12 of FAO. The required quorum is a majority of the members attending the session, which is 107 member countries, and I have been informed that there are at least 54 countries present. On this subject matter, member states of the European Community exercise the right to vote. Members will be called upon one by one to the voting area at the right front side of this meeting room, where they will identify themselves and receive one ballot paper each. In order to vote, the representative of each delegation should mark a cross in the box corresponding to their choice. In accordance with paragraph 4D.3 of Rule 12 of the General Rules of FAO, the ballot paper shall carry no other notation or mark than those required for the purpose of indicating the vote. Voting is now commencing very shortly and may not be interrupted until its conclusion. Like yesterday, I would like to invite our chair to pick up one country name, during which I would like to ask the Commission to agree upon designation of two tellers. Tellers should preferably come from the regions that are not directly involved in the coming from the region where
candidates?
Other than those regions where the candidates come from. May I turn to Jordan? If your delegation agrees to nominate one teller from among your delegates?
We agree.
Thank you.
نوافق شكرا ونرشح الأنسة ريما الزمت. شكرا.
Thank you very much. May I turn to Republic of Korea?
Yes. Yes, he.
Thank you. I would like to also inform that the counting of the votes will take place in another room, in which the tellers shall conduct and the count of voting votes, but also one scrutineers each will be invited to attend the exercise from the two candidates' countries. So by the time vote is closed, I hope that the two interested delegations will nominate somebody as scrutineers. So I ask Chairman to... Kyrgyzstan. Mr. Chairman, we shall now proceed with the voting. Those delegations whose name has been called upon, please proceed to that area and receive a ballot paper from the election officer. Thank you. Kyrgyzstan.
Laos, yes.
You don't need to respond. Just immediately to proceed to the voting booth. This applies to all delegations. Latvia. No. Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Lesotho. Liberia.
Lebanon absent.
Libya. Lithuania. Luxembourg. Madagascar. Malawi. I was just trying to control the length of waiting. Malaysia.
Giorgio.
Oui, ça serait de plus volonté.
D'accord, c'est pour
vous. Mali. Malta. Mauritania. Mauritius. Mexico. Micronesia. Mongolia. Morocco, Mozambique, Myanmar, Namibia, Nepal, Netherlands. New Zealand, Nicaragua, Niger, Nigeria, Norway, Oman, Pakistan, Panama, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Peru, Philippines, Poland, Portugal, Qatar, Republic of Korea, Republic of Moldova, Romania, Russian Federation, Rwanda, St. Kitts and Nevis. Gracias. Stay here. St. Lucia. St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Stay. Samoa. Saudi Arabia. Senegal. Serbia. Seychelles. Sierra Leone, Singapore, Slovak Republic, Slovenia, Solomon Islands, South Africa, Spain. Sri Lanka, Sudan, Suriname, Swaziland, Sweden, Switzerland, Syrian Arab Republic, Thailand, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Togo.
So the problem is to know whether they are registered.
Togo. Tonga. Trinidad and Tobago.
If they are registered.
Tunisia.
Turkey.
Uganda, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, United Republic of Tanzania, United States of America, Uruguay, Uzbekistan, Vanuatu, Venezuela, Vietnam, Yemen, Zambia. Zimbabwe.
Absent.
Afghanistan. Albania. Algeria. Angola. Antigua and Barbuda. Argentina. Argentina. Armenia. Australia. Austria. Bahamas. Bahrain. Bangladesh. Barbados. Belgium. Belize. Benin. Bhutan. Bolivia. Botswana. Brazil. Brunei Darussalam. Bulgaria. Burkina Faso. Burundi. Cambodia. Cameroon. Canada. Cape Verde. Central African Republic. Chad. Chile. China. Colombia.
China, then what's the one?
After that, we'll make a second roll for absent.
If anybody had just translated.
Republic of Congo. Cook Islands. Costa Rica. Côte d'Ivoire. Croatia. Cuba. Cyprus. Czech Republic, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Democratic Republic of Congo.
Absent.
Denmark. Dominica. Dominican Republic. Ecuador. Egypt, El Salvador, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Estonia, Ethiopia,
absent.
Fiji,
absent.
Finland, France, Gabon,
absent.
Gambia, Georgia, Germany, Ghana, Greece,
substantial growth, right?
Yes. Grenada, Guatemala, Guinea. Guinea-Bissau. Guyana. Haiti, Honduras, Hungary, Iceland, India, Indonesia, Islamic Republic of Iran, Iraq, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Jamaica, Japan, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Kenya, Kiribati, Kuwait, in a few minutes, I will call again and for the last time the name of the countries who were absent. For the first time, they were called upon. Thank you.
So now I have to have his signature here so that I start call again. But in that case, they will be unable to get signature on the same sheet. So if you go and exchange, not will happen. But I will get the signature next to the country.
I will call again the name of the countries that were that did not respond in the first call. I will start with Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan. Lebanon. Liberia. Madagascar.
Absent.
Malawi. Mauritania.
Absent.
Mauritius. Micronesia. Mongolia. Mozambique. Myanmar. Namibia. Nepal. Niger. Oman. Pakistan. Papua New Guinea. Saint Kitts and Nevis. Saint Lucia. Saint Vincent and the Grenadines. Senegal. Seychelles. Sierra Leone. Solomon Islands. Suriname. Togo. Tonga. Trinidad and Tobago. Tunisia. United Arab Emirates. Uzbekistan. Vanuatu. Venezuela. Yemen. Zambia. Zimbabwe. Albania. Algeria. Bahamas. Bahrain. Bangladesh. Barbados. Belize. Bhutan. Bolivia. Brunei Darussalam. Burkina Faso. Cambodia. Cameroon. Cape Verde, Central African Republic, Chad, Congo, Côte d'Ivoire, Democratic Republic of Congo, Dominica, Dominican Republic, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Fiji, Gabon, Gambia, Grenada, Guinea-Bissau, Guyana, Haiti, Iceland, Iraq, voting is now completed. The tellers will now leave the room with the ballot box to count the votes. The election officer, Mr. Mascheliunas, will guide the tellers to the room where vote counting is taking place. And I will again invite Brazil and the Netherlands to nominate one scrutineer each to accompany the tellers. Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the voting continues, we have to get on to our agenda item. We are still on agenda item 11, and I remember there was a standing request to take the floor from the Switzerland, and it was on general issues concerning the matters raised by the Codex Committee and then and the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants. So we still recognize that flag, and I would ask the Switzerland to come after we have finished the issues from the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants. And I wish to invite the Commission now to start looking at the Codex General Standard for Contaminants and Toxins in Foods, and that is reference to paragraphs 6 and 7 of Alnom 06/29/C-2, and there the Commission is invited to consider whether this the text should be included in all Codex Commodity Standards as a standardized text. And I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to us recommending addition of that text as proposed in paragraph 6. A word from the Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me add some more explanation onto this item. The Commission earlier this week adopted Schedule 1 officially to the Codex General Standard for Contaminants and Toxins in Foods. So therefore, this means that the General Standards finally has taken its shape and start working as a reference point for contaminants. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, the recommendation from the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants is to move or transfer all contaminants provision into GSCTF while keeping a reference to GSCTF in individual community standards. Therefore, the request from GS Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants is to request the CCGP to amend, to come up with a proposal to amend the procedural manual on the basis of the suggested wording by the Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants with regard to the format of Codex standards in the procedural manual. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. And again, I wish to ask the Commission if there is an objection to that. Seeing none, then we shall ask the Codex Committee on General Principles to come up with a proposal for the necessary amendments. Thank you very much. Then can you go to the next one, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will refer the Commission to paragraph 8 and 9 of document 9C, addendum 2. The 38th session of the CCFAC agreed to forward a request to the Commission to request FAO and WHO to convene an expert consultation on health risks associated with methyl mercury and dioxin-like PCBs in fish and the health benefits of fish consumption. The committee proposed the terms of reference to necessary for such an expert consultation. So the Commission's decision is hereby requested whether to endorse this recommendation from CCFAC and formally request FAO and WHO to convene such in our expert consultation with the terms of reference indicated by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And again, I wish to ask the Commission if there is an objection to endorsement of that of the request, and also asking FAO and WHO to come up with the scientific advice. Seeing no flag, then the recommendation is endorsed, and we request FAO and WHO to come up with to provide the requested scientific advice.
Yeah.
FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. FAO and WHO have been discussing this matter, particularly involving also our people in the fisheries industries division, which deal with the risk assessment of contaminants in fish. And we have been also consulting with other organizations that have been active in this particular field, and in particular the EFSA, which has scheduled an expert consultation on this particular subject, I guess in a week or 2 weeks from now they are meeting on this particular subject. So FAO and WHO will continue consultation on this matter because it's the first time that we are asked to look into not only the safety assessment but also the benefits from the consumption of a particular food, and therefore one has to look at new approaches in the conducting of risk assessment of this particular contaminant in fish products. I would like also to say that we will include this in our list of pending requests from Codex system, and we do hope that we will have the resources in the near future to implement the consultation as requested. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, FAO, for that information, which means our request is timely. Mm-hmm. WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have in the room the secretary of the WHO secretary of JECFA, and I'd like to turn the microphone over to her to clarify. Thank you.
Thank you, JECFA secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a quick word for clarification. The EFSA consultation that was mentioned looks at risk methods for risk-benefit assessment for food in general, so it's not specifically just dedicated for fish. And also for information, at the 67th JECFA meeting that just closed last week, JECFA has looked again into the issue of methyl mercury contamination in fish and made a specific comment that it's important to consider also the benefit of fish consumption, and noted that this is outside the remit and the terms of reference of JECFA, and hence recommended actually to that a consultation is convened that tries to develop methodology and risk-benefit assessment in food. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that information and clarification from the JECFA secretary. And that concludes our discussion on this item, and can we go to the next one, Secretary, please?